Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to preview the Las Vegas Raiders with Scott Goldbranson of Silver and Black Today. Scott, how you doing today, my man?
Doing good, my friend. Ready for an interesting game on Sunday, to say the least.
Absolutely. I'm taking the Raiders seriously because of this. You and I watched the National Football League. We saw the Browns beat the Packers a couple of weeks ago. We just saw on Thursday Night Football the Bengals, who looked dead in the water, beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, the NFL is just weird right now. I don't know if you can automatically chalk up W's against anybody right now in the league. You really got to take it one week at a time. The Chiefs are obviously the better team between these two teams, but I'm not going to completely look past the Raiders, because the moment you do that in this league, you get caught slipping.
You do, especially, I mean, look, like you said, the Chiefs, the better team right now, ascending their performance, getting Rashee Rice back this weekend, it points to all those directions. But you're right, the NFL is crazy, and if the Geno Smith the Raiders thought they were signing in the offseason shows up, and that offense under Chip Kelly, which hasn't been able to score more than 20 points all season, actually gets it in gear, then perhaps we'll have a game that'll be a lot more entertaining than just another blowout at Arrowhead, where I think the Raiders are now, 2-18 over the last 20 games? The teams are, record-wise, are at that clip. So I think that, anything could happen here, but clearly a lot of things are going to have to go the Raiders' way, and a lot of things for the Chiefs are going to have to go south, I think, for it to be a close game that the Raiders might sneak away with a win.
So let's just start with, I guess, the power structure when it comes to this team, because a reason that so many people were optimistic about the Raiders, and I'll put myself in that category, is I thought they had weapons. I really liked the signing of Geno Smith. Ashton Jeanty, a legit weapon. Brock Bowers was going to develop into being the best tight end in the National Football League. That's really not how this season has kind of played itself out. Let's start with the quarterback. Geno has been bad so far this year. What's gone wrong for him?
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things. One is he's got an offensive line that has been shaking around, and we'll get back to that in a second. But what Geno Smith, what you see him doing is you see him forcing balls into coverage. You see him throwing balls and forcing and really trying to pressure himself into making passes, but at the same time missing open receivers. He's not even seeing them down the field when he makes his read. So something's not right there for whatever reason. I don't know if it's pressure he's putting on himself, but he hasn't been the high completion percentage guy outside of week one when they beat the Patriots on the road. That looked like the Geno everybody thought they were signed up for. Now he just looks like he's struggling, not able to see the field as well as he could. He's got a great connection with Trey Tucker, the slot receiver, who's done a great job. And you mentioned Jeanty's doing well, even though he's getting contacted behind the line of scrimmage almost every time he carries the ball. So with Geno Smith, it's just the turnovers at the clip he's at right now, at 10 turnovers. He's on a pace to turn the ball over nearly 40 times via interception. That obviously can't continue. But Pete Carroll shows no inclination to switch out Geno Smith. They are loyal to each other. And until Geno Smith figures it out or doesn't, I think you're going to see a lot of the same, but it's certainly not going to be easier in Kansas City this week.
So let's talk about Ashton Jeancey. He got off to a little bit of a slow start. He's played a lot better these last 3 weeks, but if you look at his numbers, he's been good. He hasn't been special. I think a lot of the Raiders' hopes this season were based on him being a special, transcendent kind of back, and that's just not what he's been so far in the first 6 weeks of the season.
No, but I'll tell you, I think he will be, Carrington, because the problem...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With him was started off a little slow, as you mentioned, no question. Then he starts to get going, and two things here. One is, I talked about the offensive line earlier, not doing well. They switched the entire offensive line around, even though last year they were not a special offensive line, but they were middle of the road. They were getting better as the year went on. They come in, Jackson Powers Johnson was a center. He won the Remington Award in college the year before as the best center in college football. So what do they do? What does Chip Kelly do? He moves him to right guard. And so they have a lot of issues up there, and Ashton Jeancey just hasn't had the ability. Like I said, 96% of his carries, he's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage, right? Now, the other thing is offense. They're not using him as they should. You put Ashton Jeancey in space, you go wide, you throw the ball to him on wheel routes, so not only can he run the ball, but he can catch the ball. He doesn't fumble. He's got great hands. And the Raiders the last 2 weeks have done a little more of that, and you've seen him do better. But clearly, it's not jiving because they can't get the offense in the right direction because the core is not good and the quarterback has not been good.
Let's talk about Brock Bowers now. He's been dealing with an injury. What's going on with Brock Bowers? Are you expecting him to play on Sunday?
No, he's not going to play on Sunday. And remember, the Raiders have a bye after the Chiefs game, so they're trying to get him healthy. Clearly, he's one of those guys who can change the complete complexity of a game and really just go out there and take over. The problem is, yeah, after that first week, he hurt that knee. He wanted to play through it. And that was really perplexing as well because the coaching staff said, well, he bugged us to play. We probably should have sat him. Now they've lost him for an extended period of time. So I think there's a little bit of coaching malpractice there. But there's no question when Brock Bowers is out there, this team would be a lot different if Geno Smith could get him the ball. So we're not going to see him on Sunday. And the hope is that he comes back after that bye week. But there's also some chatter that they may end up shutting him down depending what happens over the next couple weeks. Because if the Raiders are completely out of it, that's a talent you don't want to waste. You don't want to get out there and have him re-injured or make it more severe when he's got such a bright future ahead of him.
Right now, we're talking to Scott Goldbrandt, who covers the Raiders with Silver and Black, getting you ready for Chiefs and Raiders at noon at Arrowhead. I'm looking at this Raiders defense. Do you think they're capable of slowing down Kansas City's offense? It feels like the old Chiefs offense is back. Maybe not the one we saw in 2018, but certainly the one that was around in 2022 when Mahomes won MVP. He's getting Rashee Rice back. He got Xavier Worthy back a couple of weeks ago. This team is running the football effectively. Their offensive line feels like it's solidified. This is a Chiefs offense that can really strike from all parts of the field. Do you feel like the Raiders can match up with that?
I think it's going to be a real tough day for them. Could they break through on some things? Yes. I mean, obviously, Max Crosby is who he is. But when you're being double-teamed every down, it's really difficult to get free. They haven't really shown anything up front against better teams. to where it makes you think, well, they're going to be able to break through and pressure Mahomes more to make him unsettled so that he can't distribute the ball so well as he's done. And then the defensive backfield, Carrington, if you're a Raiders fan, this could be a nightmare game because they just don't have the horses back there right now. They have Caillou Blue-Kelly, a young guy who's been one of the most targeted and yielded the most yards of any cornerback in the NFL. He's a good player. He needs to develop. But because they have no depth, they are really reliant on him and a rookie sitting behind him, very important, which I think the Chiefs will see a lot more of. But with Rice back, with the way Worthy's going, the way that Patrick Mahomes is distributing the ball, it's going to be really tough for this defense to match. The matchup is just not good right now with what they have on the field.
This is where I am, Scott, when talking about this rivalry. I certainly respect the history, the long-standing history between these teams, between these two organizations. But at this point, at least for the Chiefs, beating the Raiders is not a big deal. Losing to the Raiders is a big deal. You mentioned the two losses that Mahomes has. We remember them very vividly. One of those times the Raiders drove their bus around the stadium. The other one was on Christmas Day. But when you think about Chiefs wins over the last few years or so, there's not many that really stand out.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. You know, you were on my show earlier in the week, Carrington, and a lot of Raider fans were not happy with what you said. But my challenge to them was, what did Carrington say that was incorrect? And the truth is nothing. You're right. When you're talking 2-18, when you're talking the fact that, yes, the old rivalry, the history, you're right. You respect it. It was great. At one time, this is really heated. But now it's sort of like, well, when one team is always good and the other team is always not good, it gets really difficult to get up for it. Now, Raider fans are obviously up for the game much more than I think Chiefs fans are, to the point you made, which is, it's not a big win. You expect the Chiefs to win this game. You expect the Raiders to lose it. So, of course, for one side, it's going to be, quote-unquote, a rivalry. For the other one, not so much. Remember, I grew up a Padres fan where I always thought the Dodgers were our rivals. And guess what? The Dodgers couldn't care less about the Padres until recent years, so I fully get it.
That is our guy, Scott Gulbranson, joining us on the show today with Silver and Black Today, getting you ready for Chiefs and Raiders. Scott, I appreciate your time as always, my man. I'll catch up with you down the line.
Absolutely. Thanks, my friend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.